This is China Business Cast, your guide to doing business in the Wild Wild East. We're here to get detailed and get personal with experienced entrepreneurs making things happen in China. If you want to learn from on-the-ground accounts of how business actually gets done, this is the program for you. Hello and welcome to China Business Cast. I'm your host, JP. Today, I'm excited to announce the transition of China Business Cast to a new host, Michael Michelini. Michael is a veteran entrepreneur in China and author of the book Destination China, Entrepreneur's Journey from Wall Street to Business in China. He's been in Shenzhen since 2007 and is one of the most well-connected people I know in Shenzhen. So I'm leaving you in good hands. Without further ado, here's Mike.
Thank you, JP, for that kind message. I'm really hoping I can live up to the listeners' expectations for the show after your amazing job. I was JP's first guest on this show back in episode one, if you want to hop back there and check it out. And I'm glad that we're able to keep all the current shows online, and moving forward, I'll start from episode 20. So don't worry, you can still catch all of JP's amazing work. And I'm just going to pick up from where he left off. So today's show is no interview. It's going to be a rather quick one where I'm just going to kind of explain the plans going forward for China Business Cast and a little bit about who I think you, the listener, are and what I think you want to listen to. Of course, if I am wrong, help me out and let me know. So China Business Cast to me is about helping Western small to medium-sized business owners have a chance at all at starting and succeeding here inside of China. This could be setting up your company, they're dealing with the taxes, hiring Chinese staff or foreigners, setting up importation procedures for your products, whether they're current or new or existing products, getting your China sales and marketing set up, dealing with Chinese social media, website hosting, website optimization. I think some people know I'm kind of known as the internet marketing dude here. So the show's going to probably be a little bit heavier on internet and e-commerce and tech. So if hopefully that's interesting to you, we'll of course do traditional business too. We have some amazing guests already lined up. So this isn't going to be a show about buying from Chinese factories and exporting. This is going to be a show focused on domestic China business inside of the China firewall or inside the China Great Wall. And it's going to be about a lot of potential that I don't think has been online, at least not in the English language before. So also just a note, while there might be a lot of maybe under the table or gray or illegal ways to make some business tactics work inside China, I'm going to avoid those topics on this show. I'm going to tell guests to kind of not talk about the illegal business practice. We're going to be above board about China business. And also I am not going to be getting into politics. You know, I just don't want to do political debates. So this show is pure China business and getting sales and operations for your company inside of China again. And I already have a few interviews recorded and ready to go. Still deciding how often or what days to put them online. So probably just going to put the next one next week, which will be about health insurance in China and a business that startup that's doing that. And then there's also other shows I have ready about getting accustomed to Chinese culture when you come here and selling inside the Chinese market. Also, another note is some of the guests in the future might not be native English speakers. They're local Chinese business people. So I still want them on the show. They're going to be a little bit shy about their English skills. And I'm going to do my best as a host to clarify and make it clear in English. So I do want these guests on the show. So if you want perfect English, there's tons and tons of podcasts out there to have great English. This is going to be about business and in China. So in China, it might not be the best English. So I hope you have a little bit of patience for that. But it's going to be a really valuable and knowledgeable experience from some people that never have been known outside of China in the English language. I'm also considering if I should even have Mandarin language somewhat in the show. Of course, this is going to be an English show, but there might be some times where we use Mandarin language or it's said in Mandarin and then we have it kind of like translated to English for the listeners. So I'm wondering if you guys mind that too. So again, this show is for people setting up and operating a Chinese business, operating a Chinese staff, team, operations, selling products, marketing products to the domestic Chinese market or expats inside of China. And I'm really excited to start my journey with you. If you have any questions, the best way is to leave a comment on the show notes at chinabusinesscast.com/episode19. EPISODE19. And also as a final note, some of you might know I've since had a podcast called Global from Asia, and it's talking about Hong Kong business and international business. That show is going to continue as normal. No changes there. But I was kind of talking about China business a little bit there, specifically domestic China business, and some of the listeners aren't interested in that. So I'm going to kind of put the China content here about selling in China, importing into China, more China, and then that is going to continue to be focused on exporting and selling into the international markets from Asia or Hong Kong or China. So I hope that's clear to you guys. And I'm excited again to be with you, and stay tuned for some great shows. And on a last note, if you want to get some amazing bonuses, I am going to give away a few documents about setting up a company in China. You can download those documents about like checklists and items you need, and even some letter templates at chinabusinesscast.com/checklist. So be sure to check that out.
Hope you've enjoyed this episode of China Business Cast. Head over to chinabusinesscast.com and enter your email to get on the list. I'll announce guests before I interview them, and you'll get a chance to submit your question for the show. Till next time, thank you for listening.